Good morning, Mashi.
Good evening, Dennis.
I have a quote from the magic world today, but not the kind that I think you will think of when I say that. I have a quote from Penn Jillette today.
Ooh, I love Penn Jillette. Love Penn Jillette too. And Teller. Yeah.
Seen Penn and Teller a bunch of times, met him a couple of times, would highly recommend. The quote, and it's something that it's very hard to do in the moment, but is powerful if you can try and internalize it. It's very simple. It's luck is statistics taken personally, which is, I think, an unequivocal truth, but very, very difficult to feel, particularly when you get unlucky. When you get lucky, it's very easy to attribute that to skill and good fortune and you're owed something. And when you get unlucky in something, even in like trivial things like, you know, I work for a poker company, playing a game like poker or cards or Magic the Gathering or a video game, it's very easy to attribute wins to skill and losses to poor fortune. But everybody's experience has natural variance scattered all the way throughout it. And you need to try and not take it personally.
I got a different view on luck. I think there's value in the idea of luck. And I think that, particularly when it's positive luck, but I think that there's a time and a place for it. We come from a gaming background, and I think gaming is not a time. I mean, there are times when we all have to say, all right, I got to get lucky as an acknowledgement that the odds are against me.
Yes.
And I think that very much takes into account what you're stating about luck, right? Hey, the chips are stacked against me. I know the odds are against me. I'm on the ropes. I need to get lucky. That's a little different than just, you know, approaching life and saying, let's get lucky. New situation. Let's just get lucky and win it all. Let's just get lucky and make all the right moves. None of that is ever acceptable. I think that I love, like, for instance, when I speak of myself, when I think of myself, I always think of myself as being under, a charmed star. The planets aligned. I've had tremendous amount of good luck in my life. And I always think to myself, it's more than my fair share of good luck. And it's funny, I was having dinner with my baby brother, Cameron. It's his birthday this week. And so last night I took him out to dinner. And his girlfriend was like, Cameron is just so unlucky. He's got so much bad luck. And that's where I'm like, and maybe I'm just more comfortable not taking ownership of the fortune I've had and more disposed to taking ownership of the misfortune I've had, which is my own bias. But I
think that's a healthier bias to have, though, right? I think that bias, this idea that it's kind of the inverse of what I talked about earlier. Well, you're like, well, no, I'm very lucky. You know, so I've made some moves. I've done things that to the best of my ability. And I think I'm an intelligent, capable person, but I have gotten quite lucky. I think that is a much better attitude than it sounds like Cameron's girlfriend has, but Cameron in the inverse, which is, man, I just cannot catch a break constantly. That's it. We talked about negative feedback loops a lot before on this podcast. That starts to get you into a very defeatist set, mindset very quickly.
Yeah. Because, and the moment, the moment you give in to bad luck, I will say, and Cameron, to his credit, by the way, I want to close up on this, because he was like, no, I don't have bad luck, you know? And then he went on a whole thing. He was like, you know, I used to complain a lot. And I really try to catch myself a lot lately because I'm hearing other people complain and I hate the way they sound. I don't want to sound like them. And I'm like, dude, that's pretty good, bro. I think that where I think luck is dangerous, and we just talked about this on yesterday's podcast, is you need to take ownership, and you don't want to be on the bus of your life. You want to be the hero. And when you start attributing things to luck, you're no longer in control. You haven't taken ownership.
Taking your hands off the wheel, 100%.
Yeah. You know, that was just bad luck. It's like, a different quote about luck that now I can't use it because probably a little too similar to this quote, but it's something my father often said, which is luck is just preparation meeting timing.
Mm-hmm.
And
we talked before about how through manifestation and things like that, about how, especially to an external observer, leaning into opportunities and planning for them accordingly and being ready to seize them when they come up, it does look, from a third party, indistinguishable from just being very lucky.
Exactly. And that is preparation, having an open mind and seeing when opportunity is knocking. And that's what we talked about last time. But what I think is important with luck is I think it does have value. Like I think it's nice to feel lucky. And I think that there's moments when you can just kind of be like, how lucky and be happy with it. And I don't think those are the times we want to say, well, that's just a statistical anomaly and I was, you know, due, or statistically, how did this happen? It's one of those things like faith where I think when it's healthy and it's good, don't peel back the veil. Let the Grand Oz stand behind it. There's value in that as well. I am a big believer in the placebo effect, you know, or a top down, I think, is like the polite way we say it now, rather than the placebo effect, the top down effect or whatever. I think there's so much value in our beliefs and what we believe. And I think it's okay. What I dislike greatly, and you see a lot of this in the gaming community, where there's a lot of very high functioning, intelligent people who are like, whoa, well, really, what's going on there? Is this like, can I just believe in luck? Is it okay if I just value that?
I think it is important, and this is something I learned from Nikki a lot, is to let, and because I used to be that guy 100%, especially in my teenage years. I think a lot of men go through this when they're like 16, 17, 18. God, you're insufferable. And you think you know everything. There's a little Oscar Wilde quote, which is, I should have left home when I was 16. I knew everything when I was 16, which is how you feel. And you're like, oh, no one's ever thought that actually, you're not actually lucky. It's just, shut up. Let there be a little bit of majesty, a little bit of wonder in the world. Like you said, there's no need to peel the veil off everything. And being selective about it is important, right? Like, I think it's very powerful. You can get into be like, oh, how lucky. And when you're unlucky, being like, well, it happens, you know, bad breaks happen to everybody. It is what it is. If you can walk that line, strike that balance, it makes you very, very hard to topple, no matter how strong the winds that buffet you are. It's very, very powerful to be able to be like, to attribute negative things to variance and positive things to sort of wonder and luck.
Yeah. I think I actually maybe I've just done a good job of that, because it's funny. I don't know if I've told you this. I'll share a bit of my personal life. I have always said I lived a charmed life. I was born under a special star, and I was talking to my therapist. By the way, everyone should be in therapy. I strongly recommend it. About it, and he goes, you know, that's one way to look at your life. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, I'm gonna tell you a story about let's just say it's a different patient. I go, sure. He goes, this patient comes from a broken home. His parents split when he was quite young. And he had to bounce back and forth between both homes. Both parents remarried, which means for a period of time, that parent's priority was their new partner. That's just natural. That's how things go. Both parents had new children with their new partner. And very, very often what happens is that new child is the center of the family, because that is the child that ties the family together. And this patient had to grow up bouncing between both those homes, you know, living that life with two half brothers and two different families. And then when, you know, his youngest brother, turned 13, his father left the country, and he had to take over helping raise that kid, and had to deal with different issues with that younger brother. Like, how would you feel about that person's life? And I was like, okay. spoilers, that is my life.
I agree though. I think I feel very similar to you. I feel like I have had a very, very fortunate, very, very, very lucky life. But I think a lot of people, if given the book of Dennis Stranyak from an objective third party narrator, might not necessarily feel like that. I totally understand.
And it's a bizarre thing, because you'll never create a narrative for me in my life that I don't feel not only happy, but just like
fortunate,
so lucky, for what I've gone through. And I think that luck is really valuable to me. That's why as soon as you started bringing it up, I realized that, I mean, and it's like we said, like 16-year-old Mashi. And I was the same snot-nosed son of a bitch too. Who's like, and it's this weird thing of, let me show you how smart I am by tearing you down, or this belief down, and showing you how original I am. Spoiler,
it's the
every
hubris
16-year-old
that you through millennia of the human race are the first one to think, oh, well, actually I figured it out.
I mean, I was a teaching assistant at my old alma mater, Santa Cruz, shout out, the year after I graduated. And let me tell you something, philosophy of law. And you're reading things like Socrates and Sir Thomas More, who I spoke about on the last episode, and all these other texts. And you have college kids come in and be like, well, let me tell you where Socrates got it wrong. And I remember at one point I just said, hey guys, gals, everyone, here's the deal. We've been reading Socrates for thousands of years. Why don't we start thinking about maybe the things he got right? Because there's a reason we've been reading this
we're
for
still
so
talking
long.
About it. Yeah.
And maybe we're not 18 years old to figure out that one thing, or how Socrates got it all wrong, right? You know, like, there's so much value in stopping for a moment and understanding why people believe something. Our instant, a lot of times intellectually, what we want to do is immediately find the fractures, tear something down. I don't know about that because of blank, or it's so much harder for certain people. I'll speak for myself and a lot of the people I know that maybe are in the magic community to sit there and go, that idea doesn't make sense to me. Rather than tear it down, let me sit there for a moment, think about where the value is in it. How could it be right? How could my mindset, how could what I'm thinking be incorrect or off about this? And let me sit there with it and think for a moment how right this is, how the world looks with this being the correct way to view things. And I'm not saying you walk away from it buying it. I'm saying just give that a try. Drive that car around the block for a second and just tell me what you come back with, you know, and then say, you know what? Seats didn't go back far enough. I banged my head when I got in. The mirrors don't move to where I want it to be. Okay. I get you.
Sit with it. Take it for a test drive. That's right.
And that's how I feel about luck. That is how I feel about luck. Like, I like luck. Not bad luck. Good luck. Nobody likes bad luck. But I want to cling to it, even if it's irrational, because I've driven the other car around the block.
It's like a placebo effect. If it gives you value, then that's not like... I mean, the positive effects you experience from a placebo are no lesser than the positive effects you experience from anything else. So there's no reason to peel the veil back on it. And Mashi, I hope you go into your day-to-day. Welcome a little luck into your heart, although it sounds like that advice is not necessarily needed for you. But I could definitely stand to be a little more receptive to it, I think.
Yeah, don't always be a skeptic. It's okay. It's okay to just believe. Open your heart up and just believe.
Have a great morning.
Have a great evening.